Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
And now, Hangar 56 Media presents Spike's Car Radio, a downloadable Cars and Coffee, hosted by writer, comedian, and automotive enthusiast Spike Ferriston. Now, here's Spike.
Yeah, hold up, park the Rolls truck. Why not pull up Lambo car and pop it with the doors up? This shit got colossal, I got models trying to pay me the fuck. Tell her the price then went up, it's gonna cost more than the
fuck. It's here.
Know that shit gonna be high.
It's happening.
It's chronic, driving slow now, but this car goes 0 to 60.
The Spike's Car Radio Rolls Royce show.
Take off that button. Don't catch me
speaking. Well, recorded live on the Sunset Strip in Hollywood. Come on, Zuckerman, slow down with a turn. Zuckerman's driving in a turtleneck. Johnny's in the back. And it's, and we promise you, you're about to go on an adventure. You know, we've talked. I'm going to turn you up, boys. We've talked about doing this in-car show for a while, and now here we are. Are you guys, are you excited? This is fun. This is Saturday night.
I'm enjoying this already. I see lots of people to hit.
Zuckerman has got his Thomas Crown Affair Steve McQueen look going with a black turtleneck. One hand on the mic, one hand on the wheel. Let me turn this down. This is very exciting. I'm so excited.
We're next to the Roxy.
We're next.
Rainbow.
Yeah. Well, let's not do a tour bus tour.
I'm just letting them know where on the strip we are.
Why don't you tell everybody what the car is that we're in?
2023 Rolls-Royce Ghost.
This car is gorgeous.
So it's a 6.75 liter twin-turbo V12.
Yes.
563 horsepower, 627 pound-feet of torque.
Yes.
Rear drive, 8-speed transmission.
And, color. What is this color inside and out?
The outside's like some kind of chalk color, like a concrete.
Yeah, it's nice.
Monroney's in the glove box. The yellow is called lemon.
Well, there's lemon law.
And this is an $11,250 option for this color.
Wow.
Yes.
It's mustardy. And look, there's a green Zuckerman head in the glove box. How nice. There's a fakakta little Rolls-Royce clock. Shouldn't that be a branded Cartier or something? And look, the first thing that stands out here is the price, $409,100.
Gum money.
And the base price is $348,000, so it has a few options.
Oh,
not many,
Lord.
Just a few.
And the stakes are high. We've been told by the Rolls-Royce people, don't screw this car up in any way.
They did say that.
Johnny Liebovinky drive.
Because why? They need it for an event.
Yeah, I've never got this before, but it was usually, you know, they just give you the car, you sign your life away, and they were like, we need this one, don't do anything to it.
So well, we're doing something to it already.
Well, I'm noticing the way Paul is braking. He's a very agitated driver.
I'm going to be getting car sick in this show. I can already tell. Zuckerman looks like a bad MC at the wheel. Like, should I talk or should I drive? What should I do?
Or should I kill?
I don't know what I'm doing. Look at the bullwinkle up there.
This has been there forever.
I thought it used to be further down. It used to be across from the Chateau Marmont.
You're correct about that. It moved about 10 years.
So much for the tour bus.
And it's a little quiet. It's a little early. It's 5 o'clock. We're doing this early. Well, cool it, Zucker.
Wow.
Yeah,
get up and go. Yeah, some beef.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. We were Turbo 12, baby.
We were waiting for our friend Reggie Watts. We went early. We were going to go at night, but Reggie said, come pick me up and I'll do a song. And then what happened? He didn't have an instrument to play?
If you want, we could go get him. He's like going to the premiere of Eric Andre's movie.
Right.
And so it's just the time constraint thing. So we'd have to get there like exactly at 6:20.
Look at this. There's a girl in a bikini. Wait, slow. Oh. Got to get a picture of that. Do we need to go around the block? Can you get it?
I can try.
I can make a
U-turn.
No.
Wow.
Shall I U-turn it?
No.
Yeah, why not?
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
This is a really bad place to make a U-turn. No.
In L.A. will you see a woman walking down the middle of a city street in a bikini. You don't have to. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
We're not interested. But
I'll make an illegal lane change now.
Yeah. Now we're going to the Chateau.
This is fun.
So do you boys make of the car?
Well, we should talk about that. It's quite lovely. I can't imagine driving this thing myself. It really is the type of car that you want to be driven in, right?
That's why I said, you guys sit in the back. Whoa. I'll chauffeur you around.
That guy almost hit the car.
Because I've gone through the Rolls-Royce white glove.
Douchebag. Wow, look at that douchebag.
That was a douchebag.
And you, Zuckerman, don't flip people off that might have guns.
That was a gentleman in a white G-Wagon.
All right, hold up, he has a gun.
Just
go up there. Okay. But yeah, that was a pretty insane move.
Yeah, he clearly has a gun.
He made a left turn from the number one lane through traffic.
The number one lane is the far right lane, Zuckerman?
That is the left lane of two lanes, the lane close to the double yellows, and we were in the left turn pocket. So he was making an illegal left turn.
You will enjoy the turning radius of the ghost. Not too bad. Yeah,
that was really good. Fantastic.
That was good. Yeah. Look at that.
Surprising.
But getting back to the car.
Yes.
Who is buying it? I think people buy this car that want to be driven, or do
so
are
the
people
Phantom,
buying it? Hold on, let me get the question out. Are people driving it to drive it? Are buying it to drive it?
All right. So the Phantom, the much larger, more expensive one, is the one you buy to be driven in. The Ghost is if you're a Rolls-Royce driver.
Right.
Really?
Yeah. And the age on this has gone down considerably. It used to be, I've been to Rolls-Royce parties. The average age is like dead. Of the owners, and it's come way down. And a lot of that has to do with China. Young people in China buy these. But the Ghosts, they kind of rake the grill back a couple degrees, and they make a black badge version, which is like everything's blacked out. It's got a little bit more power, a little sportier. Zuckerman's doing sign language at the locals.
No, that wasn't sign language. He was motioning towards things he wanted to squeeze on someone walking on the sidewalk.
Lucky gentleman, that man must
be. Anyway, you were saying.
Yeah, I don't know what I was saying. Yes, this is the driver's one.
Yeah, I'm interested in that. I mean, it's kind of a... Could either of you own a car like this and feel okay about it?
No, it's enormous. And so how much bigger is the Phantom?
Much. So this is a 129-inch wheelbase. I think the Phantom starts at 140.
Wow.
And then there's a bigger one. The Phantom is the size of an F-150. It's just massive.
My question has always been, are these cars worth it? I mean, is the build quality... Look, another girl in a bikini. Look,
it's all bikinis.
Yeah. It's all...
I've never seen this. Take a picture of this.
This isn't Vegas. Maybe it's turning into Vegas.
You missed something you would have liked to look at going the other way.
Look at that. Yeah.
That's a meatball. Is that a young guy or an old guy?
That's an old guy.
I think that's a young guy disguised as an old guy. Yeah.
That made no sense. Why are they walking in bikinis?
I think it could be, it's the first sunny day.
Yeah,
here in LA in like a year. Yeah. And it's also Pride, so maybe they're on their way to the Pride parade.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of Pride going on.
Yeah. And who knows? But it's delightful. It's not bad to see lovely women and
so if I had the means, I would absolutely have a car this big or larger. I love things like this. They're just I like the Bentley Mulsanne is sort of my dream car.
Yeah. Yeah. What are you pointing at, Zuckerman?
Well, just the unusual makeup on that gentleman. I don't understand shaving your eyebrows and then penciling them in.
We're old. We don't understand fashion anymore. if you saw what was going on in the West Side with the kids in my kids' schools, it's hilarious. Everything is twice the size. They're taking my pants because they're baggy on them. Their hair, they don't get haircuts anymore. They mop it up because they know dads can't grow their hair anymore like that.
That's true. We can't.
You know, so they just let it go. And we're just out of it, Zuckerman.
We're like that guy walking.
We're like that guy. That's right.
Shirt two sizes too small, aggressive,
yeah.
Swinging
this
arms.
This brings
and
back
belly.
Lots of memories, though. Look, here's the Body Shop, which is the strip joint that's been there forever. Pink Taco. Chateau Marmont, where I lived, right there.
You lived at the Chateau?
I lived when I first moved here.
Are you serious?
That's where I stayed. I lived there for two to three weeks looking for a place.
How was it?
It was lovely. Back then, it wasn't such a thing. It was just a cheap place. You could get like an apartment for $200 a night.
Oh, no kidding.
And you just lived there until you found a place of your own. And then I was driving by Runyon Canyon here, and I found there was a beautiful old craftsman house. And it said Gary Cooper. On the sign, it said Gary Cooper's mom's house for rent.
Wow.
$2,500.
Gary Cooper's mom.
Gary Cooper's mom. And I called the guy. His name was Ben Potts. And I said, Gary Cooper's mom? And he goes, yeah, Gary built it for his mom. And I go, I'll take it. He goes, it's yours.
Nice.
It was a magic time.
Yeah.
It was right after the earthquakes. Nobody wanted to live here.
Oh, wow, that long ago.
And
it's like 97.
Yeah, it was just
a delight. That was
94. It was 95-ish, 96 for 96. Me. That's when I moved in. Anyway, we have a terrific show for you. We got a lot to talk about, and we'll have lots of driving adventures as well. Here's what I wanted to hit first.
Yes, sir.
And that is our friend Rick Ross. Rick Ross, who, as you recall, had a gigantic car show last year or the year before, applied for a permit, and they said, no way, you're not doing it again. We talked about it in the show. Well, apparently, his permit was approved.
Right.
He prevailed. And he was able to get in under this bylaw or permit thing where if there's some part of your event that's a rodeo... car show and rodeo, you can get a permit, and he did, and he succeeded. And that's not really why I'm talking about it. Somebody sent me the ticket prices. This is why Rick Ross is a genius. All right, he's not just having this car show, he's charging tickets. So here we go. For if you want to go, $325 general admission for you and your car per person.
That's how much Pebble costs, by the way.
You want to register your car for comp, $750.
Yes.
And if you want the VIP admission package,
which we want,
to the car show and the VIP mixer after the car show, party with the boss, gift bag and VIP parking, $2,500.
Yeah. Ooh, that better.
That's a lot of bisque.
I would say lobster bisque.
Yeah. An extra $300 in tax. Unbelievable, right?
Hey, good for him. And how many people showed up?
It hasn't happened yet. It's happening, I think, tomorrow. Okay. But it's today's Wednesday, but it's happening Sunday.
So we didn't get VIP tickets.
No, but he's been all over Instagram and everywhere else promoting it and saying, come to my rodeo and bring your car.
Rick Rodeo Ross.
Yeah, so nothing but respect.
We like
Rick
him.
Ross
have a nice hearty bowl of bisque and get on a pony.
Yes, yes. Oh, and before I forget, I've got to talk about Racing with Giants, the Le Mans, Porsche at Le Mans, Doc that just came out. If you guys have not seen it, it was our friends at Mobile One, our friends at Haggerty. I'm in it. Derek Bell is in it. Jackie Ickx is in it.
Jackie Ickx.
Pat Dempsey narrated. Patrick Long, Lonnie Unser. It's the thing that we were working on. It's going to be on the History Channel, I think, in a couple of weeks. But if you want to watch it before then, you're going to see it on YouTube, Haggerty Media on YouTube. You got to check it out. And they had this big premiere last night in Brooklyn. which I guess they forgot to mention to me. And but it was at this beautiful drive-in theater in Brooklyn, like called Skyline Drive-In, I think.
And they beautiful.
And they had a Porsche show. A lot of Porsches drove in. They just lined up the Porsches, and the skyline of New York was there. And they played the doc, and apparently it's doing really well. If you want to get psyched up for Le Mans and for this race, which is coming up this weekend, right? Next weekend, it's Wednesday.
The 10th and 11th.
Yeah. This will really whet your appetite, and I'm not just saying that because I'm in it. When I watched it, I went, "Oh boy, I can't wait for this race. I am psyched for Le Mans this year."
I'll be there.
You're gonna be there. Damn it!
I'll be there.
Pat Dempsey messaged me. He goes, "You're gonna be there," and I'm like, "Yeah. Why am I not there?
Yeah. Why are you not?
Why am I not there?" Because I don't know. I made this little movie thing with these guys. And, you know, got to thank Robert Dalrymple for that, too, for inviting me in and letting me do it. It really was an amazing project, and I'm really excited how it turned out. And thank you for all of you guys DMing me and telling me that I don't look like Ellen DeGeneres.
Yeah, you do. Yeah.
I'm used to it. Make fun of me as much as you want.
Hey, man, it's pride.
I don't care. Hey, guess what? Porsche has redesigned their crest.
Yes.
Why? 75 years.
Seen it?
Yeah. It's like you redesigning your face. At a certain point, leave it alone.
This is so funny. Zuckerman, let me make sure I have good levels on you. It took them 3 years, and they're doing those. What are those like comic book things where tell the difference between these two drawings?
Yeah, yeah.
Every article is, can you tell the difference between the new crest and the old crest? Right. And you have to look and you go,
they smoothed out one part instead of it being bumpy.
There was bumpy smooth, and then they smooth bumpied. And then they put put Stuttgart on it. And it does look better, but I was shocked that it took 3 years to put out this new crest. Anyway,
you know, there's a very proud German man walking around. I designed the new crest. He's very proud of this.
Yeah, but you know what? When I did look at it, I was like, you know, I can't. This is such an interesting thing, and I was thinking about it because I have the new Range Rover Sport, right? And I was next to a guy today at the first edition with the old Range Rover Sport, and he was looking over, and I knew what he was thinking. Like, oh, I'm in the old one now. Maybe I need to get the new one.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, if I had just come from another planet and was in the new one and looked to the left, that could have been the new one.
Right. Like, wouldn't know the difference.
Yeah, and it's really interesting. Yet with this crest, you look at the new one, you go, it's better. You make a judgment right away. I guess it's better. I guess they know what they're talking about.
You think?
Isn't that an interesting thing about car design, though? Like, do you think any of these new versions of existing models are actually better, or we just like them because they're new?
This goes back to the 50s with different trim level, just to make people buy new cars.
Well, in the 50s, remember, every year it was a new design, right? That's why the 55, 56, 57s all look different. It was, you know, they wanted to get you in with a new car, and then General Motors had enough money to do that. Now it's you got to wait 4 years for the refresh.
Don't hit these old ladies.
I'd like to look at them.
Hello.
So, Spike, what do you make of the Range Rover Sport?
Well, I just got it. I wasn't really ready to talk about that, but I have. But I am I am loving the one drive I took in it, and I'm excited to talk more about it. But I have been in the Aston Martin F1,
the Vantage F1,
the Vantage F1 edition.
Yes,
and that car is worth talking about. Have you driven it?
Yeah, extensively.
What are your thoughts on it before I jump in on mine?
Okay, so that was the first of the two, maybe three cars that Tobias from AMG, when he was CEO of Aston, had a hand in.
Uh-huh.
And that was like the first thing he did. It was like, let's make this like decent. And, you know, the obvious competitor is the 911. So, like, you know, it's a V8. 911 is a six-cylinder. It sounds better. It does everything better than a 911, except for turn. It doesn't turn that well. Compared to the 911. The damping's just not as good. And when you turn the wheel, it kind of like you get a lot of body lean and stuff like that. But I think it's a fantastically fun, you know, sexy, beautiful car to drive.
I would not agree with it does everything better than a 911. It, to me, it's
accelerates faster.
3 and 3.5? No, it's a completely different animal. You know, I always read that about, is this the Aston Martin that's going to kill the 911? No, and neither is the 911 going to kill the Aston Martin.
Completely different vehicle.
They're different ideas, and I find this car, two different sports cars,
you know,
front, rear,
different. Yeah, I mean, everything is going to be different than a 911, but you know,
but a 911 has a back seat, and they're different. You know, here, let me. When I think of an Aston Martin, I think of, you know, you go to James Bond, but there's a little more of a fashion statement with an Aston Martin.
Agree.
It's more fashionable, and they don't drive as well, and you feel kind of cocooned inside of it, but that's kind of the difference. That's the fun of it. You know what I'm saying? It makes a terrific sound.
Yeah.
You're right about, like, the turning and the steering, but it's, you know, I can only talk about how it's working in my lifestyle. Everybody that I'm, you know, my son and his friends were like, hey, can you pick us up on that? My friend Jack wants to see it.
Teenage dream.
The teenagers were loving it. Mm-hmm. Erica loves it. It's, you know, because it's an Aston Martin.
What is Erica like about it?
It's an Aston Martin.
Because I've put my wife in many Aston Martins, and she always goes, I feel like I'm sitting inside of a Nike. Right. That's her standard. Just, you know, they always have like tons of leather on leather.
That's not really it. I mean, you really feel like the door and the windows, you're in a cockpit. Like, everything's squinched.
Yeah.
But I'm enjoying it a lot. I'm enjoying it just because I'm enjoying the variety of driving a different kind of two-seater with its own personality. I'm not seeing any of them on the road, which is nice.
What's the reaction of other drivers?
Some folks are saying, hi, Spike. You're getting attention, you know. They're noticing you in it.
Not a very subtle color,
but it doesn't have the flow. And if you're looking for that relaxing Pacific Coast Highway windows down drive and listening to music, you're not going to get that from it. It's a little too high strung and tightly wound.
You can get the non F1, just the regular Vantage, and those can calm down. But the F1 is not a track thing.
Yeah, it's not calm. So, but when you get on it, it's a lot of fun. But it's $200,000. You know,
it's not cheap. Did you find any tunnels?
Hey, look, is that another Rolls Royce up here? A Cullinan?
Oh, no. Oh, hi. Shield your eyes.
Slow down. Let's see.
Hey. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Yeah. Our guys. So that's a black. It's the Cullinan, right?
Yeah, that's a Cullinan. So that is the same platform as this. By the way, I didn't even told you guys this. The platform this is built on is called, you ready? The Architecture of Luxury. Mm-hmm. And that's the platform that underpins every new Rolls Royce. And this and that have the same 129-inch wheelbase. So it's really the same thing, just that one's jacked up in the air.
But see, now that car was all black, blacked out.
Black badge. Glass. That was the black badge Cullinan.
Right, but I'm just trying to describe it for the listeners. The windows were all tinted, front and back and sides, which, Zuckerman, how are people getting away with that? Isn't that highly illegal?
It is, but I think, you know what, if you're in a 2010 Honda like that, you're going to get pulled over. In that car, the cops give you a pass. It's a little bit of profiling.
I see. Well, why don't you take a left and let's go to Hollywood Boulevard.
I was going to go to Vine. We'll go to Hollywood and Vine.
Oh,
right,
that's
up here,
nice.
Second light, and we'll make a left.
Zuckerman, you got to be our driver tonight. This is nice. You look the part. We got to get you a 38 to put in your sock. Let me do an ad. Athletic Greens. You guys know it's hard for me to keep up with the supplement routine, right? There's something wrong with me.
You know.
For some reason, I can't keep up with a supplement routine until I got Athletic Greens. It is a simple deal. I take it every morning before I work out. I take it before I make my coffee. I take it before I start my day. And it makes me feel unstoppable, like I'm doing something good for my body. Very quickly, I noticed it helps me with improved digestion, hair, better skin. Look at my face. I'm sleeping better. AG1 is designed with ease in mind so you can live healthier and better without having a lot to do. Oh my God, I feel like I'm going to puke. trying to read this and Zuckerman's on his brakes. Are these brakes really that grabby?
I've got to teach Zuckerman how to drive a Rolls.
I'll teach you. Get out and tell me what to do.
Why take a bunch of different things when you can just mix one scoop of powder and water once a day? Now you've got to do it too. If you're looking for an easier way to take supplements, Athletic Greens is giving you a free 1-year supply of vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. Go to athleticgreens.com/bike911. athleticgreens.com/bike911 to check it out. Thank you, Athletic Greens, for sponsoring the Rolls Royce show. Woo-hoo. By yourself. Love them. All right, let's get back into this show.
So, Zuckerman, what do you make of driving the Ghost?
It's very large, but it's very easy to drive. First of all, the seat is so comfortable. It's wide. It's capacious. It's incredibly comfortable. A great seating position. The steering wheel is fat. It's big. It's very easy to turn this car, maneuver this car. Very soft, gentle ride. It's a great car to drive.
Wow.
It's what a Cadillac would want to be.
Yes.
Would you be comfortable being in the back of it?
I'm not comfortable in the back of anything.
Right.
Okay.
You should let me drive you. I've been trained by Rolls Royce.
What was the training?
It's called white gloves training. And so they just teach you how to operate a Rolls Royce. So like on Rolls, for instance, the correct hand position is 8 and 4. And the reason why is it forces your elbows onto the rest, and so you keep it perfectly straight. The vehicle doesn't wander.
Is that to train drivers or to train
chauffeurs? It's to train a chauffeur.
You took chauffeur training.
Well, specifically, it's called Rolls Royce white gloves training.
But yeah, right,
I did.
Well, you would look much more respectful if your passengers at 8 and 4 instead of big ape arms over the steering wheel.
Right.
Yeah.
Show me the driving position.
Well, here's 8 and 4.
Oh, like that.
But see where his elbows are? So the car, if he hits like a rut or a bump, the steering wheel's locked. So it's not going to like tram line.
I see.
It's not going to like you just wander all over the road.
Did they teach you how to brake?
Yes. So the key thing is you want to make sure you can see the tires of the vehicle in front of you. Because that means if like paparazzi or worse is following you, as long as you can see the tires, you can make a fast left or a fast right and get out of there.
Oh, Kevin Costner, the bodyguard.
And also, another thing you're violating right now, say that turn signal's on.
Holding a microphone.
Never more than 3 clicks of the turn signal.
Really?
It's very annoying to your client.
That's actually true.
Yeah, it's true.
That's very true.
The other people, the other drivers that is contrary to the.
So when does he signal? Tell him when to signal.
He's already signaled. They saw it. Trust me, they're looking at the Rolls Royce. That's the idea. Everyone's looking at you anyways. They see you signal 1, 2, 3, and then you're not driving your client nuts.
There's the Capitol Records building right there. Look at this. Kind of is like a Hollywood tour that we're on right here. I think we're going to stop by Man's Chinese, and I'm going to ask some folks what they think of the car. How about that?
and the driver and the passenger.
Hey, sir, can I talk to you?
Oh! Sir, you vomited all over my Rolls Royce.
Spike's head was blown off. Yeah. It's quite an assembly of humanity down here.
Oh, boy.
lots of folks with... Do you remember this? I mean, really, nothing was going on here 20 years ago.
Just runaways.
Yeah.
And crazy people, but no tourists.
Wow, showgirls and deja vu. Some of these places have not changed forever.
No.
Maybe they haven't developed this place out.
This is a Musso and Frank car.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Let's go get a steak and a martini.
Yeah. Well, guess what? More good news for you car guys. The annual nude car show in Wisconsin is back on this August. And guess what? It's now a 3-day event.
Oh, 3 days of balls. Oh, God.
Of nudity and cars.
Oh.
You can't take out your genitals at the Pebble Beach Concours.
But you can hear.
So that's really your choice. Either it's Pebble Beach Concours in clothes or buttholes and the annual nude car show in Wisconsin Buttholes and Buicks. Very good. Look at that.
And remember, it's the funniest part of the whole thing is the Wisconsin part. It's naked Wisconsin people.
Yeah, that's bizarre. But of course, every listener and their mother is sending it to me. That and the Arnold Schwarzenegger soup Nazi AI fake. I've seen it. It's funny. It's funny. You have to see it, too. Hey, oh, I was leading into Porsche news before we got distracted, okay? We're now, tomorrow is June 8th, and tomorrow, oh, wait, look.
Look at these maggots.
So this is what, I'm sorry. What are these people hold on, doing? Hold on. Let me describe so people know what we're talking about. Those are the two Surons. That's the Suron on the left and the Segway on the right. Wait. Zuckerman, where are you going?
Okay.
Slow down.
Trying to get away from danger.
This is what I mean about this, like, these kind of illegal electric bikes right now. They're essentially electric motorcycles. This is the stuff that we're riding. And you got to pull over. You just pull over.
I'm so pulling over.
And this is also a good place where I can talk to people.
Talk to those girls.
Watch the curb there. You're going to ruin those
Jesus
wheels.
Christ.
I'm not doing anything.
Just stop. Oh, so no. Those Surons, this is that gray area.
You push it for park.
Yep. Where they're riding around with helmets that looks like a motorcycle, but it's not a motorcycle. And if the police give them any issues, they just kind of scoot through the alleyways and take off. They're not registered.
Those look like tourists. You think those were rentals?
No. Those guys were real, for real, because they had modded Segway and modded Suron. Those were all modded up. This is that whole world that I'm part of and that I love. But now I don't know what they're doing. It looks like they jumped on the sidewalk. Anyways, why don't we talk to some of the humanity
here? Everybody here seems to have
Johnny, give me your microphone there. You got to pick the wrong person to talk to, and it'll be... Oh, look. See, look at Suron guy.
Yeah.
Wheeling down the center of the road. That's... Look at him.
Please fall. Please. Please, God.
Isn't that amazing? Fall.
It was amazing, but he didn't
look,
hurt
but
himself.
Look, he's going right by three squad cars right down there.
He does not give a fuck. Unbelievable.
No, that's what these guys do. They're the new kind of rebellious
hooligans.
Motorcycle guys and hooligans. Speaking of hooligans, I'm afraid to actually talk to any of these folks
right
here.
These folks are all friendly.
What's that?
They're all friendly. Talk to them.
Blue shirt and they like
that. Who's that?
Up there.
Yeah, I saw him. Nothing sketchy, too, about a guy calling you over to his Rolls Royce.
What about these two Poindexters from Kansas? Here, look at these two guys.
Yeah.
Ask them.
All right. Hold on. Poindexter. Sir, can I talk to you for a minute? Sir, can I talk to you for a minute? Nope. He walked right by. Why did you ask me to talk? They weren't the right guys to talk to. Watch. Here, let me pick the next one.
Okay. So show me how it's done.
I'll show you how it's done. Are you ready?
Show me how it's done.
I do man in the street for a living. Hey, ladies, could I ask you a couple questions about the Rolls Royce here? Would you take this microphone and talk to us?
Oh, that's even better.
Here, grab the mic.
Yeah.
You don't speak English? Take the mic. What's your name?
My name is Maria from Spain.
From Spain.
Hola.
Isn't she lovely?
Hola.
We're here driving this Rolls Royce. What is your first impression of this car?
Of this car?
What do you think? This car.
Well, my first impression was like, it's a shit. No. But after I take two red wines and I say like, I love this car.
So you thought, why would you think that it's shit? What do you mean?
Nah, it's a joke.
It's not our car. It's okay. You can tell us the truth about it. But honestly.
It's really nice.
It's nice?
No, it's like empty of people. It's like, I mean.
That's a better one.
What are you doing here in L.A.?
It's here. Baccalaureate.
You got to talk into the microphone. Do they not have microphones in Spain?
Baccalaureate. Do you know what it is?
Oh, it's her bachelorette.
Yes.
Oh, you're getting married.
My older sister.
Well, congratulations. Do you want to use this car for your wedding?
Can I?
No, of course you can't.
Actually, better than mine.
Future husband told me only one thing to come. Bring her alive.
Bring her alive. Well, yes. What is your plan tonight for your big bachelorette
party? I don't know. What is our plan tonight? Why?
Do you want to get
you.
In? What do you think, Zuckerman?
I'm game.
Mom, I love you.
Oh, my God. All right. Give me that microphone. Goodbye. Congratulations. All right. They first said at first I thought it was shit.
Yes. That was Spanish humor.
You think?
Yes.
Well, I think she was being candid. Like, at first glance, I was looking at it, I was like, oh, I don't want to talk to those guys.
Well, yeah, I mean, she could have been describing us.
Yes. Yeah. It is really hard to do man in the street from a car. Go, hey, come here.
Yeah.
Come here. But I'm now really excited about trying to get somebody else to talk to us about it. But
everybody thinks you're Jeffrey Dahmer.
Look at that lady over there.
I've been looking.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe not. Well, maybe we're not going to get anybody else to talk to us.
That's good enough for...
All right, let's get back to Porsche then.
All right. Window up.
Window up. Because there's more going on.
That guy's filming her crotch, by the way.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's doing like a Marilyn Monroe on the vent.
This is, see, if you guys come to LA, this is the things that we're saying are at, we're not making stuff up. There, things are actually happening. We're looking at them. This is what's happening in Los Angeles. A man is filming a woman's crotch.
With her permission.
There are women in scantily clad look, there go the Spanish girls. They're so happy.
Oh, hey. They're so,
well, we should have got a great picture of her.
Via so con cute. Dios.
So cute.
Via dumbbell.
Where are we? Dios. By the way, the idea was that we would drive to dinner somewhere. Would you,
where do you want to go?
Should we go to Musso and Frank's?
We could go. Well, you, really, it's getting crowded these days. Without a reservation, you can't get in.
Well, we've got a Rolls Royce. Let's see how we do. Let's see how we do. But, okay, I want to get back to Porsche, all right? Let's talk about this June 8th announcement, which is tomorrow. The show is airing June 7th, I believe. There, Johnny, did you
close
know?
Close enough, yeah.
Did you know there's a digital announcement?
What does that mean?
I know something's happening.
Digital presentation. Again, thank you, listeners, for reminding me of this.
Yeah,
you can go to Porsche Newsroom. You can go to Porsche News TV. You can go to YouTube, LinkedIn, and Twitch. All you have to do is Google these links, and they are, I think, right about Pacific Standard Time, 12, 15, or 30 or something. They're doing a very big announcement.
Yes.
Here's what they said. On June 8th, 1948, oh my God, Sacramento almost ran over some kids.
I wish I
Can I read
too.
This? Can I continue with the show without you killing somebody? Oh my God, two middle schoolers almost went down.
I'm going to sue myself and get rich.
They deserved it.
I'm gonna take the money out of my own pocket and get rich.
Buy whatever Porsche is showing us on the 8th.
Hey, see that Porsche over there? It's mine. Now it's mine.
That makes no sense. All right, on June 8th, This is Porsche, and I'm getting to something. 1948, the model received, the 356, its general operating permit, that first one. 75 years later to the day, Porsche will mark its anniversary together with luminaries and other important figures from Porsche's history alongside some of the world's media. The sports car manufacturer is also inviting the whole world to share in this anniversary show via live stream. Broadcast in English and Germany, 3:40 p.m., Eastern Standard Time, which, of course, is 12:40. Okay, now here's where it gets interesting. The festivities will include a spectacular presentation of music and lights and choreography. That implies dancing over live stream is not going to work.
That means a lot of male dancers is what that means.
During the one-hour event, the sports car manufacturer will offer and look forward to its vision of sports cars of the future. Now, here's what it's saying. Sports car... Look forward to its vision of the sports car of the future. Over five acts. All right. Porsche will explore the themes of heritage, zeitgeist, performance, pioneering spirit, and dreams. Now, this is in line with our deep throat guy who has been sending me a lot of chatter, and he's saying he's not sure that Porsche isn't muddying the waters with all sorts of information that may not be true or might be true about the ST and other things. And I said, well, what specifically do you think is going to be announced on June 8th? And he said, this guy, I think it's a guy, I'm hearing there are a few things. I've been hearing chatter about a 356 Tribute 911 limited to 100 pieces. This is his words, not mine. Hypercar will be revealed for sure.
Mm. Like that.
He also heard the ST had been pushed to August, the announcement.
That sounds, yeah.
It would be pushed to Pebble Beach. The nude Wisconsin car show.
Could be the nude Wisconsin.
You don't know. One of those two events.
Have you met Germans? Future race in this car.
And I only bring this up because I feel like at this point, after reading all the coverage we got, that the ST was going to be announced June 8th, that the things seem to be changing. It seems to be a fluid situation. And right now, I'm going to tell you, I'm not quite sure. We feel strongly something's going to be announced on June 8th.
So I don't know if they're going to show five cars, but since they're saying there's five things, I think one that they're definitely going to show is the electric Cayman. That will be the future. They're going to show here's what the production electric sports car is going to look like.
But you can't ignore, and this gets back to our original conversation with Jerry, it's hard to ignore that 356 anniversary, that very right. first car anniversary.
Well,
doesn't that feel like a Porsche exclusive department something?
Well, I think what he said with 100 cars that are 356 themed, which I just, why would you mix a 356 and a 911?
Yeah, that doesn't make sense.
That sounds, but they might do it. They do all those for cock deliveries with the you know, the what do they call it? Not the,
yeah,
the reissue shit.
But you're right. That would be upsetting. That would be almost, it'd be like putting the word turbo on the Taycan again. Why would you do those things?
Well, but again, they're doing 100.
Right.
And so if they are doing 100, that means, like, you know, 100 maniacs will buy them and they won't have to, you know.
No, but still, it's annoying, right? Doesn't it feel...
I just think it's got to be the electric Cayman.
Right.
I think, like...
We can't valet park right now, Zuckerman. We're not done with the show.
Well, should I ask them if we can just park here?
Huh? Sure.
Should we park here, yeah, ending the show?
Yeah, ask them if we can continue podcasting.
You don't think there's some, like, 14-year-olds we can run over?
I can't believe we're going to have to now, in the middle of a conversation, talk to this guy and explain, we're doing a podcast, and we just park in the spot. Here
we're
goes Zuckerman.
Doing a podcast right now, sir. What's your name?
No, it's Zuckerman.
Can we park here while we finish the show, and then we're going to go into the restaurant? Okay, Eddie's great. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. The show will be out Wednesday.
Perfect.
There you go. So what do you think? I don't feel like they would be announcing that hypercar that quickly. That's my feeling.
What are the five bullet points?
Here they are. Okay. Again. Ready?
Yeah.
All right. Heritage.
So that's the 356.
Or the ST.
The ST is
heritage. Zeitgeist of the moment, and what everybody's talking about.
That's the electric Cayman, possibly.
Performance.
That's the ST.
Or the hypercar.
The dreams is the hypercar.
The pioneering spirit.
That could also be the electric.
We're back to the 356.
And dreams seems like a concept.
I think it could be, but dreams could also be hypercar, and then the pioneering spirit could be some kind of off-road when they show, like, the 992.2, how they're all going to have the Dakar option or something like
that. But have you ever known, and this is a question, I don't know the answer, have you ever known Porsche to reveal multiple new models in the same...
No, but they've never had a 75th anniversary. And remember...
Oh, that's true.
How
that's
much true. Germans love numerology.
Right.
Like, I went to the 125th anniversary Mercedes party.
Right.
And Dr. Zeitsche gets up there and goes, yeah, we've been a company for 125 years. So here's 125 minutes of presentation.
Oh, boy.
And we all started vomiting on each other. And then the male dancers came out.
Five announcements would seem to be excessive, don't you think?
Well, if they're doing a
But Johnny brings up a very yes. good point. It's a 75th anniversary. Why not?
They love numbers.
But and also, but Le Mans is this weekend. So
yeah.
There's also that.
That's a great point because the 8th...
As much as we know, we seem to know nothing at this point.
We know nothing.
We're back to zero.
So, as usual.
As usual.
This is our status quo.
But so,
we know
so,
nothing and we're at zero.
Yeah, so Le Mans starts on the 10th, so they can't... They're not going to do anything Le Mans related because they could, like, you know, lose.
Right.
So, yeah, I don't know.
Damn it.
It's going to be good.
We'll have to wait.
Yeah, tomorrow check in, and we'll see if we're right on any of this stuff. But at this point, I don't even want to make a formal prediction. I just want to say it seems like it's all possible. It's all possible. By the way, our car is done, Zuckerman. Our GT4 RS is finished.
When's it coming?
I found out that our car will be here in August. Oh, yeah. No, end of July. End of July.
So about 6 months late?
Yeah, and the GT3 RS is due in October.
That's a lot of cars for us.
Yeah, but we haven't even got them. They haven't arrived. None of them have arrived, but I know for a fact that GT4 RS is ready to go and might even be on its way. And I think at this point, that whole Porsche app, like track your dream thing, loses track of the car. And it can just show up.
It can be anywhere on the ocean.
Yeah, yeah, like, but we're having lunch tomorrow. Oh, this is perfect. We're having lunch with Mike from
Clearwater.
From Clearwater. Mike O'Donnell from Clearwater Porsche is here. He's bringing one of his clients to meet us, and we're going to hang out with them at Ciccone's.
Ciccone's.
And we're going to wine and dine them, and then we're going to steal more cars from them.
We get everything. All the
we're
allocations.
We're going to get all of it. But what a great day that we'll have this announcement happening right around that time.
Will they know anything?
Right at lunch. I've been talking to them. Yeah, they know as much as we know at this point.
So nothing.
There was there.
Bob no, Kiss.
We knew a little more than they shared a little with me. They're the ones who originally said there was a big announcement coming June 8th, I think.
Right.
Right?
Okay.
But they didn't know for what. But then we tracked it down through other sources. What I'm else, excited. Guys? What else is going on? Look at the Rolls Royce assist here. You know what else was happening in the Aston Martin that really made me laugh, and I wanted to ask you guys about it? Five times it flashed a tornado warning.
What? Wow,
it
really?
Said,
yeah.
And I thought there might be a tornado warning in L.A. Did you not get that?
No, I did not get
Five times on the dash it said tornado warning.
What? It's not even windy. That's crazy.
And it said Los Angeles, tornado warning, and the date from 9 to 6 tonight. There's a tornado.
That is really funny. I like a car that jokes with you.
Nissans are notorious for that. So Nissan Infinities are all constantly like, high wind advisory. It's like, yes. What? They just always are flashing it.
Wow.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Because that's old, you know, that's we were talking about, that's old Mercedes software.
So seriously, you didn't get a weather warning on your iPhone? No.
Nothing.
No. Nothing.
No earthquakes.
Well, maybe
no
wherever
tornadoes.
This car, I'm trying to remember where the plates are from on it. Do you remember seeing if they weren't New Jersey?
What, so it thinks it's somewhere else?
It might think it's somewhere
oh,
else.
Oh, that's yeah. true. I took a picture of the back. Hang on.
No, the car should know where it is, Spike.
No, it's a California manufacturer place. You're right. It should know where it is.
Yeah.
But you can set the region. You say, like, I'm in Jersey. I live in Jersey, and the car thinks
car
it's on the road.
And by the way, we've been having tornadoes here. We had a tornado.
In Compton, right?
Yeah. A surprising amount of tornadoes in California. I looked at it. I think we get 10 or 20 a year.
And you know all the kooks think that that's government-influenced weather.
Well, of course, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
It's the post office.
If we're going to use our microphones to do some good in the world, we should be talking about 5G and how the government is controlling tornadoes.
Through your teeth.
Yes, and all birds are not real. They are not real.
That's true.
They are robots.
Let's go eat some chicken.
Chemtrails.
Yeah.
Well, we are useless eaters, the purpose of chemtrails. Let's go do some useless eating.
Yeah. I'm still thinking of the Spanish girl. We should have brought them along for a night of fun, but we can't. We're married.
Well, what are we going to do? She was charming. She was tan.
She was very lovely.
She was cute. Yeah. She was fun.
Yeah.
And they were happy. They were happy they had an interaction with some creeps in Rolls Royce.
They were drunk.
Hey, before we go, Rolls Royce, those little wheel cap hub things, how do they get those things not to spin?
They're geared.
What do you mean?
They're just geared to always point down.
Really?
Yeah.
But are they floaty in any way? Do they vibrate or turn in any way? Or they're
yeah, they spin, but they're just they know where somehow they know where down is, and I believe it's geared. I've had them pop off.
You mean like a stove in a sailboat,
something like that.
Yeah,
yeah. I think that's how it works. I don't think you can spin them by hand. I think they're geared into the hub.
Wow, look at the roof of this
thing. Oh yeah, Starry Night. Yeah,
the headliner.
Well, not only that, take off your sunglasses. You might be able to look straight ahead where it says "Go" straight ahead on the airbag cover.
That without my sunglasses.
No. There's a starry thing in front of you.
Oh, it does. It does do the stars on the panel there.
I can
right
see
in front
it.
Of
yeah,
you.
Okay. I can see it. I took a picture of it already. Look at that.
We should go in before they run out of steak.
Hold on, I want to get a picture of the Starry Night, and then we got to get some B-roll shots. But we'll do that after dinner. Well, that's our Rolls Royce show. It's a little short.
Fantastic.
Was it short? What time?
Wasn't that long.
I feel like I've been in the car for 7 years. Oh, no, I have been because I drove back from
that's
fucking
just
Orange
a shoot
County.
Day, but that's what you get some weeks, ladies and gentlemen. We will see you next week after the big announcements to recap who was right, who was wrong.
Tally-ho.
And by the way, we'll have a Le Mans bet settled by then, too, Johnny.
Well,
our dollar bet. Our dollar bet.
That was $100. This was a big bet. This was the $100 bet.
I thought it was a dollar bet.
I usually do a dollar, then you chastise me, and I said, fine, 100.
All right.
Yeah. Pluck them.
Somebody told me it was a dollar bet.
No, it's a $100 bet.
Fantastic.
Yeah, I could use $100.
I could use $100 too.
All right.
But what happens when Toyota wins?
Well, should we codify the bet now? And then
no, the bet was simple. It was whoever is on top, wherever that might be in the list of
right. So
finishers.
If there's 10 cars and Cadillac is 9 and Porsche is 10, I win.
You win.
If Porsche's 9 and Cadillac's 10, you win.
What do I win if Toyota wins?
You get nothing, Paul.
But let's suicide bet. $5.
You're going for Toyota?
You take Toyota? Yeah.
I'll take Toyota.
I'll give you Toyota for
$5. Toyota
bucks.
For the win, $5.
For the outright win?
Outright win, $5.
Outright win. So in other words, if they get second...
No, I get nothing.
Then we get $5 if they don't win.
Okay.
Can we agree on what we would want to happen if we could pick the winner? We would want Porsche to win.
Of course.
I'm going for Cadillac. I want Scott Dixon to win.
That's true. He wears my sticker.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know about it.
He'll have your face on his head at the 100th running of Le Mans. How can you vote against?
Yeah,
that would be pretty great.
I got it.
No, that would be pretty good.
Okay, I'm not taking Toyota. I got to go with Dixon. Dixon for the win.
Dixon for the win.
Yes, Dixon for the win. $5.
You know, he messaged me too because he at the Indy 500. I told you, Johnny, that race. You and I were texting race.
Oh my God,
that was thrilling. By the way, absolutely thrilling. The whole family was sitting there.
Red flag mania.
Was loving it. What a race. That was It was one of the most exciting races I've ever seen. But Scott Dixon had the Zuckerman sticker on the back of his head.
Yeah.
At Indy.
Fantastic.
Been to Indy.
So yeah, how can we not want Scott Dixon to win?
He's our man.
That's
Dixon all the way.
So we don't want to scrap the bet and just go for Dixon for a full win?
I guess you guys made a
you
bet.
Have
I don't
Dixon.
Want to kid.
I have Dixon.
You have.
Well, I think Cadillac only has the one car. Is that right? I should know this.
Well, we're rooting for you, Scott Dixon.
Yeah, you go.
Dixon to win.
He's won before.
And then you know I love Porsche, so I love that it could line up.
They can be second.
The 100th running, the 75th anniversary, and a big announcement. That would be
because there's still Porsche is still the winningest manufacturer in the history of Le Mans, right?
That's right.
19 wins, and Audi has 14 or something like that.
Yeah.
And so it would be great if they won.
Has Cadillac ever won?
Not Le Mans. No, Chevy's won. So GM's won.
I think Jaguar has done pretty well too. Weirdly.
Yeah, Jaguar was awesome in the
V-types,
Z-types, D-types. Ecurie Akasi, they were amazing.
It's going to be fantastic.
Oh, it's going to be fun.
I've never been more interested in racing than I am right now. That's it. It's always about the stories. It's about the people, right? That's why Newgarden in Indy 500, that was an amazing moment where he jumped through the fence and into the stands where he used to sit.
Speaking of jumping the fence, we were going to get Paul's opinion on the tire, remember? The tire that cleared the safety fence hit the woman's car.
See, we ended the show about 10 minutes ago.
That's all right.
We needed some extra content. Okay.
So, Zuckerman, did you see the race?
There's no liability.
But hold on. Let us just say for everybody's so ADHD on this show. It's amazing. You can't even set it up. There's nothing. Hurry up, we'll get the bill for my steak. We didn't eat it yet. It's not even done. Okay.
Cat walked away.
It was a terrible accident. Do you remember who the accident was with?
The pink car hit the white car.
Two cars mix it up, and just because, you know, these tracks are fenced in, but somehow one of these tires gets airborne and goes flying at speed between, luckily, two spectator stands. Like, it would have killed four or five people had it landed.
Easily.
What, 40 yards to the left or to the right?
Less than that, like 40 feet.
Yeah, it was a scary moment. And the thing, I believe, took out a Prius.
No, it was a Chevy Cruze.
Oh, Chevy Cruze. Yeah.
Good
right
choice.
Into the front. Luckily, no one was hurt. But, God, it was scary. Like, you know, they weren't even talking about it for a minute, but we all saw it watching at home. Like, what, that wheel?
Yeah.
Jeez.
That's what we were texting about.
That was fired. It was like fired out of a cannon, and hopefully there wasn't a kid or something. God,
it's scary. Remember, again, what people don't get about the Indy 500 is those cars average 225 miles an hour. So they could be going 240 at that moment.
You know? I know, but we thought at this point we're kind of safe in the stands, like we think about at baseball too, right? And I said, if that had gone into the audience, and I think Zuckerman, you're already there in that opinion, you're assuming that risk.
Assumption of the risk.
But it went
over the safety fence. In other words, I think Zuckerman types could argue that the safety fence should be higher.
You could argue that, but I'm going to figure one, when you park there, when you pay for parking, you get that little ticket like a valet.
We're saying if it had been 40 feet to the right or left, it would have killed human beings.
And I think there would have been a lawsuit for sure.
Okay.
Zuckerman types would have taken those cases.
Zuckerman
types would have taken those cases, and insurance companies probably would have paid out just because of the risk profile on it. As far as Chevy Cruze goes, no, Indy and the whole organization, they don't give a fuck about a Chevy Cruze.
Oh, no, they do. You hear what happened?
What?
So Roger Penske bought Indy. He owns the track, and he also has 5,000 car dealerships.
So he gave her
a new car.
Okay, great publicity.
He gave her a new Chevy. Yeah.
As a legal matter, he doesn't know her anything.
Right.
But as a publicity matter, he made great points with that.
Oh,
so there you go. But you think if it did go into the stand, someone gets hurt, they would settle.
Oh yeah, you know, again, because it's if you take it, 40 people got killed, they
right,
gotta
right,
pony
right.
up the money. Even one person, it's such bad PR.
Got it.
As a legal principle,
yes,
I don't think that it doesn't prevail because of widespread and long-held assumption of the risk principles. There are so many cases about spectators at baseball stands getting clobbered with a ball or a bat,
right.
And they don't win.
They don't.
No.
Wow.
But a tire, I don't know. And again, it's because it clear they have a safety fence there because they know shit flies off the track and kills
people.
Well,
he said it would get settled.
And it cleared the fence.
And Roger Penske, by the way, is the guy staring at his empty trophy case. He's got one spot open that he hasn't got a trophy in, a Le Mans trophy.
Yeah.
And he's racing Porsche 963s. And that's another little bit of drama for this race coming up this weekend. Pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Let's eat.
Let's go eat. Goodbye.
Thanks for listening to Spike's Car Radio, brought to you by Hangar 56. Listen to new episodes every Wednesday, and be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time, or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.